From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump said North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years, and he has no choice but to take up the issue. Trump said Friday that the U.S. will either be very, very successful quickly or will be very, very successful in a very different way quickly. On Thursday, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that while there is a military option available, diplomacy is the focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
An editorial on Friday in the Global Times said China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and U.S. retaliates. The heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea makes the background noise to those living in South Korea's capital of Seoul. AP Seoul's bureau chief Foster Klug says the recent back and forth does have some concerned.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic when he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North. The South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
However, for many residents in Seoul, the crisis seems like another act in the ongoing Korean political drama that will surely ultimately play out as it has in the past with sound and fury and then restraint. Firefighters in Portugal are hoping calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress, controlling nearly a dozen different wildfires that have forced several villages to evacuate. This is VOA News. Thursday evening, Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said he wanted to meet U.S. President Donald Trump. You can hear Maduro instructing his foreign minister to set up the meeting, preferably when he visits New York in a few weeks. However, on Friday, Trump indicated a military option against Venezuela is on the table, describing the situation there as a dangerous mess.
I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela.
Venezuela is facing mounting international criticism over Maduro's crackdown on opponents and moves to consolidate power, including the selection of the all-powerful Constituent Assembly. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports it is stepping up humanitarian aid for thousands of Iraqis who are returning to Mosul in the aftermath of the government's recapture of the former Islamic State stronghold. Lisa Schlein has the story.
Government figures show some 79,000 people have returned to this battered landscape. The UNHCR says shelter is the most pressing need. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecha.
Returning families also face challenges in accessing basic services and utilities. Accessing water, electricity, or fuel in parts of Mosul can be difficult and very expensive.
While the battle to retake Mosul is over, Mahecic agrees security and safety cannot be taken for granted. He tells VOA that UNHCR has flagged these and other issues of concern with the government regarding the displaced population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's Election Commission announced on Friday that President Uhuru Kenyatta has won a second term, as opposition candidate Raila Odinga claimed the vote was rigged.
I wish to declare Honorable Uhuru Kenyatta as president-elect and Honorable William Ruto as the deputy president-elect.
The commission said Kenyatta won Tuesday's election with 54% of the vote. It called the vote credible, fair, and peaceful. Hundreds of police in anti-riot gear were in the streets of the capital, Nairobi, amid fears of further protests by opposition supporters. A judge in Chile is charging six people in connection with the 1982 death of former President Eduardo Frei Montalva. The judiciary said in a statement Friday that his death was caused by toxic substances that were gradually introduced into his body. He had been hospitalized at a private clinic. For in-depth coverage and more information on these stories 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.